It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. It's been a while since I've been back here, but y'all always have a special place in my heart. And it's amazing to me when the Lord gives me a chance to look back on my life, to really just take some time to be thankful for some things. All I could think about was the first message that I preached here back on, of course, Daddy had to put me right on the spot and put me on Easter Sunday. And that was probably the most nervous I'd ever been in my entire life. But something about this place just gave me free liberty while I was preaching. And I pray today that the Lord will just give me the liberty to preach again, but I just want to do His will, and I just want to step out of the way and allow Him to do what He needs to do. We don't know how long we'll stand. All I want to do is obey God, and if He somehow gives me the strength to stand for as long as He wants me to, then I'll do that. If He wants me to stand for 5 minutes, I'll stand for 5 minutes. But we'll go ahead and turn to John chapter 19, and we're just going to start reading in verse 28. And I love what Sister Rachel said, and I'm glad that she said it, because through Him there's only one way, and I'm thankful that He made us a way. Y'all just pray for me. Starting in the 28th verse of John chapter 9. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar and put it upon hyssop and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. I'm just going to read that little bit from that little section. Y'all don't have to turn here, but if you want to, John chapter 16, verse 33, and it says, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And so I don't really have a title for this message. I don't really have a set thought, because all day yesterday I was struggling to really just try to find something to preach on, and I was really struggling to just get down and get into the Bible and try to find what the Lord wanted me to preach. But thank God this morning I'm just so thankful for His love, and I'm so thankful for His mercy, and I'm just thankful that God allowed me to find something that He wanted me to preach. And so I'm going to do my very best that I can, and then after I've done what I've done, I'm just going to sit down and shut up and just let God be God. And I just want to take a moment to just say I'm so thankful for God's love, because really, truly, He made the only way to get to heaven, and that's by laying his life down on the cross for our sins. And it doesn't really occur to me sometimes, but sometimes I'm thankful the Lord will just give me thoughts and give me just pictures of what happened to Jesus. But really, if you can think for just a moment, imagine the weight of the sin of the world. Imagine the weight of the one sin that you may have done recently and just how heavy it was upon you. Imagine what Jesus had to go through on that cross and to take on all of our sins of the world and having to just keep on pushing through it. And I'm just so thankful that we have a resilient God who loves us with all of His heart. I'm just so thankful that God would just come down to earth in the shape of a man, in the shape of His Son, and walk this life sinless, so that whenever He dies on the cross, He could take on the world of the sin. He became what sin was and decided to take on everything for us. I don't understand His love to this day, but I wanted to read that 16th chapter of John in the verse 33, because it, let me just go to it, because I don't want to try to quote it and misquote it or missay it or mess up, basically. I just don't want to mess up. I just want to follow God and do His will. But like it says, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world ye have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And what is the world? The world is just everything that is against God, everything that is against what he stands for, everything that he has proclaimed in his life, and everything that he holds precious, which is who we are, his children, and who we are, even the people. I wanted to bring this up too as well, if the Lord will just let me just gather my thoughts correctly. If you go and look back at his disciples, it's funny how some of us would think Judas was in the wrong, and he was in the wrong, but it's amazing how we look at Judas and we discriminate against him. It's like, how could he go against God? How could he go against Christ? How could he go against this man that he walked with and learned from? But we do that in our daily lives, yet we don't even realize it sometimes. I do that. This is me preaching to myself too. We do this in our daily lives. And so it's amazing to really just go back and see just how much Christ loved Judas that he would still die on the cross for his sins. Now, I don't know if Judas accepted the gift of salvation. I don't know. It doesn't say in the scripture, and I'm not going to say that he did or say that he didn't, because I just do not know. However, the fact that he would love someone who betrayed him shows just how much he truly loves us. I just feel like that's all I really got to say. And so I know it was short, and I know that I wanted to really just get to a point where I could just give it over to God completely and just get out the way. And I hope that the Lord was in it, because I was struggling this morning to truly just find what it is that God had for us. And like I said, this might just be a message for me as well, because I know that I've struggled with my own things. I've fallen away from God. And whenever I'll even say this, because I'm not ashamed of what I've done, because those regrets that I have turned into thankfulness, because it says in the Bible that you should be thankful for the tribulations and you should be thankful for the times that you falter, because you grow and learn from those times. And so I'm thankful. And I'll say this now, back whenever I had announced my calling to preach here, I was still in sin, far deep in sin. I was going to school saying, well, I'm a preacher, but then turn right around and say a cuss word. I mean, I was just so far out. I was so far out of the way. But I just want to tell you that no matter where you are, no matter how far you've gone, you can always come back to God. Just like in the parable, the father ran to the son. He didn't wait on him at the hill for him to get to him. Once he saw him in the distance, he booked it for him. That's the same thing. That's how I want to picture God whenever I get to heaven, because it's so amazing to just think that whenever I get up to those pearly gates and whenever I just get through them gates and I just see Christ, he's not going to sit there just waiting on me to get to him, nor for you. He's not going to sit there and just wait for you. The minute you walk through those gates, he's going to book it towards you and say, well done, my faithful servant, for all that you've done. And I just want to get to that point where all I can do is just say that I'm so thankful that I've done nothing but what God has asked me to done in this life. And so I hope that one day that none of these regrets that you have on your past times that you've looked back and seen the sin that you've done, I hope that you can look back and know that even though that you've done these things, that God still loves you, Jesus still loves you, and no matter what, these tribulations that have happened, you can just get right back up and keep on going, because it also says in the Bible that a righteous man will fall seven times but get back up seven times more. That doesn't mean that you're just going to fall seven times and get up seven times. That just means that every single time that you fall, you can get right back up, because you have Christ dwelling within you. That's all I got today. That's all I got. Y'all get a verse of some song. I'm just so thankful for the love of God this morning. I know it was short. I know it was sweet, but that's all I need to say. Lord done shut me up after that. So y'all just come on. If I keep going, I'm just going to be out of the will, Lord. I don't want to do that. I'm just thankful. I'm thankful, Brother Randy. I'm thankful for his love. I truly don't understand it. I don't understand even the definition of unconditional. There really isn't a definition you can give to that. Y'all go ahead.